no matter what season of your love life that you are going through. You can relate to the fact that breakups during the holidays just hits different. It's just, it's not the same. There's so much family around. There's so much love. There's so many traditions. There's so many things that we used to do with people that now we don't see anymore. That now feels like that memory is tainted because it's holding on to us so tight. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the emotions and the breakup phase kind of that we feel that we go through the holidays. It's exhausting. But first, I want to say, hello, I'm back, baby. If you don't know, this is the first time you're listening. I took a little break because I had a baby. Well, I didn't have a baby. My beautiful partner had a baby and we're doing so, so well. Our baby's name is Bowen. And I took a little time off because I just wanted to be with him. And I'm not going to lie to you, I wasn't getting any sleep. So doing a podcast, even now, I'm like, how do I do this? I kind of forget. So give me some grace. Allow me to adjust. Allow me to mess up. As you know, there's no script with this podcast. We sit here. We talk like we're best friends. Like this is just a real moment because this is what it is. Now, I do want to give a disclaimer. I haven't been through a breakup in 6 years. But I've been making content and I've been DMing and helping people and doing one-on-one consultations with people and running groups that can help people through breakups and manage their emotions. It's not always a breakup. People think that, you know, just because you get your heart broken, that's when we need help with breakups. But a lot of times it's with friends, it's with jobs, it's with family members, loved ones, all of these things. It's almost like a different way of grieving because we lost something. And it's hard to go to alone. So I want to start by saying that you're not alone. And just because I'm rambling and just because I haven't gone through a breakup in 6 years doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I do. I really do. And the one thing that, the number one thing that I just really, really want to reiterate, and I've already said it, is you're not alone. I have millions and millions and millions of views on my breakup videos. And that's not to brag. That's to point out. That's to show you. That's to prove to you that there's a lot of other people going through the exact same thing. And we're a lot more similar than you care to believe. And it's naive for you to think otherwise. Right? We can sit there and be like, oh, well, my breakup's different because, you know, they cheated or one slept with my sister. I don't know what you went through or what you're going through. But the emotions that we're feeling, that's what we need to talk about. It's not necessarily always about the situations that we're in, but it's what we feel when we go through experiences. And that's what fascinates me. That's what gets me so hyped up about all of these emotions. Like everyone thinks I'm just like this really, really soft guy. I'm not. I really, really enjoy how do we figure things out? How do we look at something and feel the way that we do? And how do we process that emotion? And how do we do that and reiterate that and explain that and share that with people without it sounding scientific like a self-help book? We need to dumb this down. You're going through a breakup. You had your heart broken. That fucking sucks. That's all it is. That's the emotion. It sucks. So let's work our way through it. I want to read this cool little stat. And I mean, I guess it's kind of a stat, but like I posted on my Instagram story being like, how many people are going through like a breakup during the holiday season? And it got a total of 12,644 votes over on my Instagram. Wow. 2,000, this is in last place with 19%. 2,460 people say that they're going through a breakup. 44%, which is 5,507 people say, nope, I'm happy in love. It's impressive. And 37% say, I'm single and happy about it. And that was 4,677 votes. And that's interesting, right? From a content creator that I do talk about breakups a lot, it's interesting to see that people have now, you know, found love. And I think that's another little point to prove is that, yes, I create the content to help people through breakups, but that content gets people to go through the breakup and live through it. And you're going to live through it. You're going to be okay. But the only way to get through it is to be through it. I always say that if you're going through a breakup, if you're trying to move on, you need to move in. You need to move into that emotion. You need to acknowledge how you're feeling. You can't just get in the fast lane and drive on by. It will catch you. Your car will eventually break down. You will break down. You will fall apart. It just depends when you're ready to do it. And sometimes there's no timeline. And specifically during the holidays, which is what I want to talk about, is this is even harder. It's freaking so much harder. And, you know, we know why, right? We're constantly seeing people. We're constantly seeing, people at family gatherings and all of these things that we're having to do. It's just, never ending, and there's no breaks. There's always something to do. There's always something to be said. There's always people around. And seeing family during the holidays while going through something emotional like a breakup is literally the worst thing in the entire world. It sucks. And the reason why is because all they want to do, all any relative ever wants to do, is ask you if you're getting married soon, if you're going to have kids. Oh, how's your boyfriend? Listen, grandma, just go suck on a Withers. Why did I say that so funny? Withers. Oh gosh, that was bad. But every single person in the room is just asking you about your partner, in this case, your ex. And it just gets exhausting and gets so frigging annoying. What do you want me to say? We broke up. And then what does that happen? Then Bob goes to the table and then talks to his wife, Karen. And then Karen's like, what? Oh my God, now I got to go talk to him. And then, Karen comes over and is like, oh, are you going through a breakup, honey? And you're like, fuck, Karen. We need to retire the name. We need to move on from your name, just like I need to move on from this breakup. And maybe that's how you get there. Maybe that's how you get there. It's just like having a Karen come up to you and just yell at you about a breakup, being like, oh, I thought he was the one. Listen, so did I. Get over it. Get over yourself. And maybe that's what we got to do. Maybe that'll help you get over it. But it's just an awful feeling, when all you want to do is just sit at home and not even talk to a person, not even think about talking to a person, let alone be surrounded by them at a party, trying to dress up and wear a sweater when you know it's going to be too boiling. And then next thing you know, somebody asks you a question and your face goes so red and you start sweating. And the next thing you know, your hands are clammy and you're like, why is my butt sweating? And then you start to get itchy and then you start to dodge the question, but then it comes back even harder. And then you're just in this really, really uncomfortable position. And then they're also expecting you to eat at the same time. So what do? You just ask them about their love life. And then you have to sit there and listen to how happy they are. That's Christmas? Yeah, I don't want it. I do not want it. It's an awful thing. And even though I haven't been to a breakup in a while, there's one thing that I know for sure, is that holiday breakups hit different. And it's not just because it's a breakup. It's because it's the memories. It's the empty seats at the table. It's the holiday traditions that you never thought that you would have to go through alone. That's the hard part, is you have to experience all these things. You go to cut down your Christmas tree with your partner or your ex now, and that's all you can think about.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
You know, your iPhone even reminds you of the last time you took a photo at this tree farm, and you go to your aunt's house to have Christmas dinner. Not Karen's. We're not going in there anymore. No way. Karen's done. Dunzo. And we're eating this turkey, and, you know, last time you watched your partner carve the turkey because they were, you know, they were the new boyfriend at the time, that that was the tradition that they had to do, you know. And that's the hard stuff to get through. And you never thought you would. You never thought you would have to go through these things alone. So if I was to give any advice on how to tell you to, you know, get through it, I do have like kind of like three simple things and thoughts. And I have one more extra one, but I'm not going to include it like as a number four because I don't think you're going to like it. So I'll save it to the end. But it's the hardest one. It's the harshest one. And it's just, it's the truth. But we'll start off with like number one. And I think that's just, you're allowed to hate this season right now. You don't have to be gleeful and so cheerful. Sorry, if you can hear my son crying, it's because my partner's putting him to bed. So I should turn that off. But you're allowed to friggin' hate this season. You're allowed to just like want to rot. And I know we have to go to holiday traditions because your mom's going to get mad at you, but you're allowed to just not feel that grateful. You don't have to enjoy them just because everyone else seems to. If this season hurts, it doesn't make you bitter. It makes you human. Human. Why am I saying things so weird? See, this is what happens when you have a baby. You just start saying words in a funnier way. It's a problem that I'm having, but it's okay if the light feels too bright. It's okay if the music feels too loud. It's okay if you need to leave early because you need space. It's not you ruining anything. It's you being human and feeling your feels, and like, that's okay. And I guess there's the term that is so overused, but it's okay to not be okay. And I also want you to acknowledge the fact that it's okay to be okay. It's okay if you are in these situations and you can hate the season, but you can still have fun. You can still laugh and not have to be like, oh no, I'm going through a breakup. I should be sad and depressed right now. No, if you find your cousin really funny, you can laugh, you know? If you want to have an extra drink to make things a little funnier, hey, I ain't stopping you. Karen can enter the chat again if she brings you a solid hard eggnog, but that's about it. But just understand that you're in survival mode, and how you survive, there's no rule book, all right? There's no specific way to do it, but I promise you that you'll get through it. And then the second thing that I would say is, don't use the holidays to reach out to them. I know you think it's just like some innocent little, oh, Merry Christmas, I was thinking about you, or just like, I hope you're doing okay. You're not doing okay. You don't need to, you know, message them and try to be nice just because you feel guilty about it. The truth is, you're not reaching out to them because it's a holiday. You're reaching out to them because you miss them. And that's okay, but that doesn't mean that it's good for you. You don't need to reopen a wound to prove that you still care. Because you've already proved that. You proved that you care in the relationship, and they proved to you that that wasn't something that they valued. And if you're looking for closure, there it is. Closure is how they treated you in a relationship. The closure is how they left you out of that relationship. The closure is everything. It's not one specific line. You already cared. That's not the part that's in question. So if you can get through this season without reaching out, I promise you that you're going to go into the new year a stronger you. And I think the last thing that I would say is number three, find one thing that feels like yours again. You know, when we get into relationships, we really, really mesh into one person. Right? We start going to the family traditions and the holiday parties and everything as one. You know, you start liking their music, you start adapting to their food tastes, you start eating the same things and liking the same things, and then you just become one person. And you got to start doing things for you again. you know, find a thing that hasn't been touched by the relationship, or something that doesn't carry the weight with a memory. And, you know, it could be something as simple as like a solo walk, a playlist, or going to a new cafe, or trying a new type of coffee, or doing something that's just a tradition that's only yours. And you don't need to heal everything in 1 week, right? Because it seems like all these holiday things end up happening on the same week, and you don't have to deal with all of that right now. You can push it to the side. You can heal over time. You don't need to move on overnight because you still need to move in. You don't need to be better right now. You just need a moment of feeling like yourself again. That's it. But you have to give yourself that space to be able to do so. And that's the hardest part. And lastly, the thing that I think you probably might get a little bit mad about me, you have to let the heartbreak break you. Yeah. I know it's hard for you when you have people around. You know, it's like, I know pretending that you're okay is easier when people are handing you food, and, you know, you can laugh at like a group game or something, or you're dodging your relative's questions, but the only way through it is through it. The only way to move on is to move in. And you don't need to fall apart in front of everyone, but you do need to fall apart somewhere. Even if it's a 5-minute shower cry, because it doesn't really count if there's already water streaming. Is that no, you're not crying. You're just wet. Even if it's in a car ride home, or 2 a.m. under a blanket with headphones, or just any moment that it pops up, you have to let it wreck you a little bit. You have to let it pass through you, let it leave, so that when you stand up again, it's not holding on to you so tight. It's important to allow your body to let go. And you got to process that at first. You can't just let go of something that you don't even know you're holding on to. So if no one's told you this yet, I'm proud of you for listening to this, for trying to self-care, for going through this season, because it's friggin' hard. It's not easy. And I want you to know that you're not weak for hurting. You're not behind for feeling it deeply. You're not ahead for feeling it so little, because I promise you it's going to catch up. And you're absolutely just like not alone in this. And that's why I provided those stats and boasted about those views on videos and stuff, because there's so many people that are going through the exact same that you are. And even if they're not going through it right now, breakups for some people can last a very long time, especially around Christmas, because of those traditions that keep being reminded every single year. And it's a time that can feel quite lonely. You know, if it's snowing around you, it gets darker earlier. It just, the seasonal blues kind of kick in and things kick up a notch. But I promise that you're going to be okay. I promise. I just know it. I just know it. I know it deep down in my heart. I know it deep down right now. You are going to be okay. And even if it feels like you're alone right now, you're not. I know that's not much, but I promise you're not. And just know that the holidays aren't always going to feel like this. But for now, they do. And you're doing just fine. Just take it one moment at a time. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave a comment. If you're on Spotify, and leave a review. I'm trying to get to 5,000 reviews, and I appreciate you every step of the way. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, all of the above. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm happy to be back, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.